You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years of ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone is the General Director of Bearing Precious Seed Canada and Pastor Emeritus of the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hopes of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
Welcome to Tim Talks. There you go.
Sounded good, Alfalfa.
Thanks, Darla. Oh, man. Wow. How's the week going?
Well, I'm back home now.
Yeah, I know. Do you wish you were back on vacation?
No, it was a good vacation, good time. I was dying to get back because I'm anxious for our special meeting coming up this coming Sunday.
What's going on?
Sunday night, we begin a Baptist Heritage Conference. Brother Jim Alter's preaching Sunday night. Monday night, Brother Dalton Robertson and Jim Alter are preaching. Tuesday morning, we've got a preacher's fellowship meeting. They're both preaching. And we're having also a candidate for U.S. Senate out of Ohio. Josh Mandel is going to meet with us. And then on Tuesday night, they're both preaching. Then on Wednesday night, Brother Robertson's preaching. So we are excited for this meeting.
Good, good. That sounds good. I've not seen Brother Alter for a long time. I talked to him on the phone not too long ago, but we said many times we need to get him on here. So maybe when he's with you, we could set something up.
Well, I'm hoping that with both of these guys with me, that we can talk about Baptist heritage and stuff, Baptist history. I mean, they are both experts. I mean, absolutely experts. Just the off-the-cuff stuff that they would tell would take hours. I mean, you know, once they start with the stories, man, wow. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, they're great, great speakers for sure. Awesome. That's good. Well, listen, let's pick up from where we left off on Wednesday. You said you had some questions for me. Fire away. Let's see if I've got some answers that will help you.
Yeah, so I'm not talking about, we've done before of, you know, how do you feed them? Where should they stay?
Right.
You know, all those kinds of stuff.
Right.
But spiritually,
right,
now that you're going around to places spiritually, what would you advise for a pastor to prepare their people for, let's say, missions conference, revival, a special meeting, not just a one-day thing, because that's a lot more promotion, you know, a special big day, but, you know, a special meeting.
Okay. That's a tremendous question, and I'm very glad you asked that. I think I have some things that would help. Number one, I think you have to be in prayer as an individual pastor and then as a church. And I will tell guys, I don't want to come unless you're going to take 30 days and pray before the meeting. Have your men meet at night, ladies during the day, whenever you can. But as a church, begin praying, saying, God, prepare us for what is coming. Get us ready to receive. And I think that's why we don't see a lot of people come back, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever. We don't see them come back because they're not really prepared for the meeting. They're not spiritually prepared. It's just like, well, we're having a meeting. And I think as a pastor, you have to promote that we're bringing this guy in to help our church and to give you something that will better you. A lot of guys just say, hey, we're having Brother Al Stone in. He's going to be here Sunday through Wednesday. Come. That's not going to do it. You're competing with your kids are playing soccer. You're competing with you've worked all day and you're tired. You're competing with mom and dad are both working and they have kids and they have to get them ready and get to church, grab something to eat on the way. You're competing with the schedule of people today. And then, sadly, this sounds bad, but I think we've been very spoiled in that we've had tremendous meetings in past, and I think people think, well, we've already had great meetings. Are we going to have another great meeting? And maybe and this could be the case, and I hope I'm never part of this, but maybe churches have had meetings and they've not been well run and they've not been well prayed over and they flop. And I hate to say that or use that term, but maybe they've not brought something to the church. And so I think preachers really have to be creative in how they promote. I think they have to be creative in conveying to their people the importance of a meeting and what to expect from that meeting. And I think those things I think that'd be a help.
Amen. So do you like having special music, like some special people are in and they're going to be singing a set number of songs? Do you think that's a help or does it get in the way sometimes?
Another good question. I always enjoy,
and
a
it's
good
from
musical
your perspective,
program.
So there's no right or wrong, but from your perspective,
I would say that a good musical program is a help, but sometimes I find that we almost need to do the service in reverse. And I did this in part one time, but I think that we spend so much time in the preliminary that people are tuned out to the preaching when it finally comes. They've already been stimulated and they've already had something, and now they are wore out for the preacher. And I would like to sometimes see a church do something like this where you have a couple songs, have the preacher preach, then have the special music, and kind of tailor a system that way. If you could do that, I think that I just find it sometimes by the time the preacher gets up, it's like, okay, we've already been here 45 minutes or an hour,
yes,
and now this guy's going to preach
yeah,
for another
you're worn
30
out.
Or 40 minutes.
You're emotionally worn out.
Yeah, and physically too. Again, people just seem to be tired today. I don't know why, but so many people, I'm tired, I'm so tired. I think people now are more mentally tired than they are physically tired. And that's another tiring thing. And I think people come and you're trying to stimulate their mind and their heart and they're just tired. And to get a preacher on, you know, after that much time, it's tough. It's tough for the people and it's tough for the preacher. And I've seen some meetings where that's happened. And I get up and I feel like, man, I got 10 minutes and these people are done. So that's something to consider too. Maybe you can break it up and have special music, you know, before the preaching, and then have them do something. People will stay for music where they won't stay for preaching.
Yes,
I've learned that, right?
Yep.
So yeah, well, let me ask you this: as a pastor hosting those meetings, what can the evangelist or the speaker do to help prepare your people for you? Anything that's helpful today?
Well, for me, what I try to do is I try to ensure our people that we're not going to waste time. Now, man, if God moves and praying that he does, and if you're there 3 hours because you've had an hour-long invitation, no problem. I mean, that's just,
right.
You know, it's exhilarating. But I'm not going to waste a lot of time telling a lot of stories, giving a giant lot of announcements, you know, just, you know, well, you know, let's introduce 15 people. And I mean, just we're going to move. We're going to get going because I want to leave the time for preaching for people to be fresh. And then if there's school, we're trying to ensure parents that, you're going to get home in time. Although between you and me, the greatest majority of the general population today, I don't necessarily mean our churches, but the greatest majority of our general population, kids don't have bedtimes today. They really don't. Not like in times past. Our kids were 8 o'clock. School nights, they're all in bed by 8. It's unusual to find that, you know, nowadays. But when they got in junior high, it was 9. We got in high school, it was 10. And then when they started driving, it could be 11. So, but most of my kids were in bed. Even when they were 18 years old, they're in bed early because of soccer practice and everything else. They're all worn out.
One thing that I've tried to do, and I hope it's a help, is I will send guys the outlines of my messages I'll already have them done up in PowerPoint or Keynote and send it ahead so the preacher kind of knows what's coming. Here's what he's going to be preaching. He might not have the whole message, but at least you have some points to go on. And then I like to do like a promo video, just a, you know, off the iPhone, you know, maybe do it up. I use Adobe Premiere, add some music behind it. You know, hey, church, this is Brother Stone. I'm going to be with you in a week. Man, I hope you're praying, or I'm going to be with you in a month, and I hope you're praying.
You can put that out on, you know, Instagram, on Facebook, on all kinds of things, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and I do, and, you know, it's
self-promotion. No, I mean, the church can, you know.
Oh, church, yeah.
Use it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And play that, you know, in the services. So if I'm new to that church, they see me, they hear me, and kind of get a feel for who I am, and maybe something, you know, humorous to kind of, you know, little tie the hearts together. But yeah, I think that's helpful to people to do stuff like that. And it's fairly easy to do, and kind of give you a head start.
That's a good idea.
That's one.
So what is your goal when you go to a meeting? Now you have the blessing of, you are trying to accomplish a project.
Yes.
You know, so that's a real blessing in the fact that that is a great motivator. You have a reason to be there. You're sharing your burden. Right. You're inviting people to participate. They're going to get eternal rewards. You're able to accomplish things. You know, you can move quicker. So that's a real blessing when you have that. If you're just, you know, quote unquote, just filling the pulpit or something, it's tough to sort of motivate somebody to come.
The thing that I look for most is a huge love offering. That would be the thing that I concentrate on, which is not true at all. I have had evangelists.
We gave you a $20 Tim Hortons card and a bunch of popsicle sticks.
I'm good to go.
Amen.
No, I'm when I go, I'm looking to make a difference in that church through the preaching. And the other thing I'm looking to do is I really do want to be a help. I tell preachers, listen, I bring a pair of blue jeans and a sweatshirt or a hoodie or something, and I bring my running shoes. What can I do for you? Can I help clean the building? Can I paint? I painted at a church one time. The guy said, you really want to do something? I said, yeah. He goes, we're trying to paint this building. Could you paint this section for us? I said, absolutely. And I painted the building. And, you know, during the day, I mean, you need a little bit of time for maybe some study for that night or whatever. But I'll be honest with you.
And a rest.
And rest, yeah.
Because you've got to be physically ready to go, even if everybody else is physically weary.
To be brutally honest, I mean, if you're having a meeting at 7 o'clock at night, you're getting up at 8 in the morning, you got some time. And I would tell them, hey, if I can get up in the morning and do it and then have the afternoon to maybe catch a quick nap just so I'm fresh, look over my notes, pray, you know, and then by that time, you don't want to take it for supper or it's time to go to the church a little bit early. I want to meet people as they come in. I want to greet them and I want to connect with them as they're coming in. That really helps me if I feel like I can connect with their people ahead of time. And then as they come back the next night, then you come back and I'm kidding with them and I'm thanking them for being there. And I'm saying, hey, please come back tomorrow night. I got a message I think will be a blessing to you. And kind of promote, again, that meeting. I think that's helpful. But I want to bring a difference. I want people to leave. And this is what I've said many times in many meetings. I want people to leave and say, man, we met with God. We met with God. That was a Holy Spirit, powerful meeting. Fire fell from heaven. Hearts were moved. Decisions were made. Man, that's what I want. If it's a missions conference,
amen.
I want that church to have a substantial increase in their missions giving. That would be my desire.
Yes.
So yeah. What? Let me ask you this, and I don't know where we're at on time, but let me see. We are, we're getting there. Let me ask you this. What do you want from the evangelist other than preaching?
Depending on the meeting, you know, the purpose of the meeting, I want them to be sensitive to where if there are a lot of visitors there to really draw the net well, you know. And so I will lean over and tell somebody, you know, hey, we've got about 12, visitors here tonight. I don't know if they're already go to some other church or if they're unchurched people. You know, let them know, you know, what I see. You know, and obviously sometimes you don't have a lot of visitors mm-hmm. because the type of the meeting, you know, it's going to be just a little bit, you know, unique. Like our Baptist Heritage Conference is you're not generally getting people to come in and say, you want to know what a Baptist is?
Right.
You got to come and hear this. You know, so that doesn't necessarily, you know, pique an unsaved person's attention as often where it would maybe many other, you know, churches in the area if they, you know, would let their people know that this is going on and, you know, come on a Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah. So that's good. I love traveling. I love going to new places and meeting new people. But I do love when I've preached in a place, you know, three or four times and I have a connection with those people already. Oh, that is awesome. And I've got a church out in Vancouver, North Vancouver, that I've preached at for 7 or 8 years in a row. And they anticipate me coming. I anticipate coming. They already know what's coming. And man, I have great meetings there. I like that. And I know some guys don't like to do that. And I didn't do a lot of it, but I did have some guys back more often than others because I knew that they did connect with the church and they understood. I had one preacher who's a friend, and he'd come preach, and he would be very American, if I can use that. And by that I meant he really promoted America. He promoted, right? You know what I mean? Nothing wrong with that. But it got to a point where our folks are like, okay, we know about America, and we know that you're patriotic, but we're in Canada and we're patriotic. Just preach. Just you know, every illustration was about the greatness of America and the military in America, and it hurt them. And I got a little condescending. And I love the guy, and we're dear friends, and you know, it hurt him a little bit. So I would say, you know, you got to be careful of some of those things. And as a Canadian traveling in the United States, I understand. I am a visitor. I'm coming to a different place, and I'm not going to criticize, and I'm not going to hold our flag above yours, that kind of thing. So you have to be careful. Mm-hmm. You have to be careful. Good stuff. Hey, listen, we've got another day, and we'll carry on with what's going on in the realms of evangelism.
Sounds
and
awesome.
Special speakers and meetings. And I've got some questions for you. I'll fire some back at you at the next one. I'm Al Stone. I do love what I'm doing. And I had a guy in my church one time told me, "So, Pastor, I believe God has called you to that. I think God has changed your ministry calling, I guess, maybe that word." He says, I believe God could use you that way. And I believe God is. And so I'm thankful for that. It's been a great transition. I love it. It's been hard for my wife, but we're working through it, and we're going to continue on and hopefully see some great things happen. I'm Al Stone.
This is Dan Wolven in Columbus, Ohio, and it just so happened the guy who told you that he thought you were fitted for evangelism, you were only
That's
your
true.
Second year pastoring.
That's true.
So he was trying to give you some some encouragement. We're going to take an offering and set you on the road this week.
28 years later, I finally got the hint and got out. It's funny. Almost every week, somebody else told me that same thing. Don't you think it's time? Oh, man. This is Tim Talks. We look forward to being back with you on our next podcast on Friday. This is Tim Talks. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM talks.com.